Right now, we got a big lineup, so we're just going to segue over to Dexter Evans. Got to get the name right. Yeah, he just threw a, what was that, a peanut? All right, I got that. Okay, Dexter Evans is the is a victim of identity theft. And I know a lot of you are listening online, and some of you are, you know, listening to the radio. But if you would go to the your computer and log on to myhoustonmagic.com, we'll have information about his plight and for you at myhoustonmagic.com. Dexter Evans, welcome to Magic 102.1.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your situation?
Well, it was a blessing to be able to get here this morning. I'm a victim of identity theft, I guess you could say twice, because I was getting ready to attempt to come here on Friday. I looked outside my apartment complex and my truck was gone. Next thing I know, it's on the news for basically a smash and grab. So the only means of transportation I had has been stolen this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's besides the fact of the identity theft, because like I said, who steals a Dodge Ram old one at that? But
someone who probably has some good tires on there.
Well, you know? It is, but like I say, I need any help I can get. Anybody that has a vehicle at this time being, please provide me with one, a dealership.
Oh, okay.
But it's that bad, because like I said, when you have your only vehicle and you're trying to do the right thing to help the consumers in America to go forward, it's kind of difficult. And like I said, somebody steals your vehicle before they're supposed to go to court, chances are that he is suspect.
Yeah.
Like I said, I do need some help. Truly, I need some help. So,
okay, let's talk about the identity theft situation at this point.
Identity theft situation.
Let me just take a quick peek here. Now, this has been going on for you for about 12 years. Is that correct?
Correct. What happened was I had, about 12 years ago, I had went into, I won't name the bank, a known bank, to open a banking account. And they told me I couldn't open a bank account because I already had one. I said, no, I don't have one. They said, okay.
You mean one at that particular bank?
Exactly. Okay. I mean, I had a bank account, but I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have one at that particular bank. I went into the bank and they said, well, you need to wait for the fraud report to come back. HPD said you need to get a copy of that bank account because they probably use your social to open that account. When the fraud report came back, it wasn't one account, it was three accounts.
Mm.
And that was made back in 2001.
That's three accounts at that particular bank?
Exactly.
Okay.
Our average person does not open three accounts at any particular bank.
Mm.
So, I filed the police report. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, I just now recently, you know, they came forward and said, you know, hey, you know, Harris kind of came forward and said, well, this is an ID theft. I didn't know at the time. I went into another local bank. And I gave my name and Social Security recently, like in 2012, 2013. And turns out, same individual has opened accounts, commercial, and then bought a house through this bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, this is impossible. This can't happen. They said the same thing. They're like, what's really going on? I said, I don't know. It apparently, you know, it seems to me that the person has a system on how to beat banking and credit systems in the United States. And he even told Harris County Sheriff's Department that he knew how to do it. This is not a person that you should be giving any type of bond to, because when they say DPS was involved, which they were, I have a little problem here, and please call the station. If you have a valid Social Security one, I would like you to explain this to me. How is it possible for a person that does not have a valid Social Security number to get a driver's license number, which makes him legal in the state of Texas?
Well, we have here in the studio Professor Douglas Parker from TSU and Attorney James Pope of the Pope Law Firm, who has done some counseling on identity theft. So, Attorney Pope, can you offer some suggestions, or what would you say to Mr. Evans at this point?
Well, the first thing I would say to Mr. Evans is he's pretty much far down the line. There's three basic parts to ID theft. That's deterring it, detecting it, and defending against it. Deterring it,
okay.
Detecting it, and then defending it from happening against you. I will say that in his particular case, he's so far down the road that he's at the part now where he has to do everything he can to defend against it. Unfortunately for him, it may cost him time and some money, but there's one thing I think he may not have done that he might need to do, and that is present an or complete an ID theft affidavit.
You've done that already?
That's already done. I've talked to the Federal Trade Commission as well as the State Department, make sure he couldn't cross back over borders. I was told by my ICE report, which I filed against this individual, is what contained this individual once he made bond on a $5,000 bond, and you've cost me way over $200,000. And like
well,
I said,
well, let me ask you. So we have three attorneys in the room. We have Doc. We have Attorney Pope. We have
Dr.
J. Thomas, the world famous. Let me get it right. The world famous Dr. J. Thomas Smith. And I'm just a layperson, but I was thinking about your situation just last night. And I'm if all of this is in your name, then why don't you just go take it?
No, it's not in his name. They just use his Social Security number to get it. Here's what a lot of folks. To add some foundation to it, we have, they say, what do they say about, that they know of, 12 million undocumented individuals in the country. It's been my experience as an immigration attorney that many of them are working and they do use somebody's Social Security number. Okay, so a lot of folks, so in fact, I had one of my classmates, he filed taxes one year and he got audited. They came back and said, hey, you didn't claim the money that you made on these three jobs. Okay, so there were other people, more than one person, using this individual's Social Security number on a job somewhere. And so, of course, money's being taken out and the folks, the undocumented individual, they just, that's just part of the cost of being here. They just, they don't file, they don't claim it, but they just, the money just gets taken out.
So if things are, have been bought and been used in his Social Security name, in his identity, and right now his identity is the Social Security number, what can he do legally to just go and claim the property?
Nothing.
But if
because it's not in his name.
The property does not belong to him. Let's say, for example, you were to buy a home. On that deed of trust is your first and last name, not your first and your last name and your social. The social was used to give the person the credit to then obtain the property. The property doesn't belong to him. I had a client the other day walk in. She went to file her tax return. Someone else had filed it before she did.
Right.
And had taken her tax refund before she had an opportunity to do it.
Although she should be able to get it back.
She will get it back. Yeah. And you have to go through a lot of steps to do that. There are ways to defend against it. But again, the harm has already been done.
713-390-5102 if you'd like to get on in on this conversation. So then I'm perplexed, as is Mr. Evans. What recourse does he have at this point?
Well, based on my experience, I suggest, I mean, did they give you a new Social Security number?
The State Department already stated they would because I had more than enough information to do so. But once again, there are other avenues in regards to seizing said property. The word is seizure. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if a person buys something with your Social Security number is the most important number that you have in life.
And also the easiest for someone to compromise.
It's not always easy for someone to compromise, but it is the most important number. I have come up with a new system. I hope that the credit bureaus would be open to review in regards to restricted, unrestricted, and limited. You know, if you have somebody that got a Social Security number way over 600, way over 700, common sense say it should be restricted. You know, you should
be a credit report,
exactly,
a credit score.
Exactly, definitely. Because when you start
one more time. You say if they got a credit report that's over 700.
Six. Average minorities credit score is anywhere from 550.
But they don't classify you by your race.
They don't. But we're just saying on the number wise. We're just saying the number wise. And that's why I say what I created. I say we need to have restricted, unrestricted, and limited. I mean, you can choose to, you know, if you want somebody to review your report or something, they can put something in your report that's like that. That way, if identity theft is hard to be, really it's hard because your phone numbers and your Social Security number, your driver's license and your date of birth is connected to everything. The DPS are the ones that monitor a lot of that. You know, one of their major functions is to prevent crime and terrorism.
We're gonna take a brief break, and we're gonna come back with that thought about those restrictions. I mean that's we need to get some clarification on that. It's 10:24 past 10 o'clock. We're Magic 102.1. We're talking with Dexter Evans, Professor Douglas Parker, and Attorney James Pope about identity theft and other consumer related issues. You'd like to get in the conversation? Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're streaming at myhoustonmagic.com.
Magic 102.1.
Recently on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Dominique, it's Friday.
Paula Deen. Okay, so...
Is it true that she's put in a call to Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Reverend Jesse Jackson told the Associated Press that he will help Paula Deen.
He can't help his son. He can't help Paula Deen. She should call him out, if anything.
Keep it called Millie Jackson. That's somebody to help her image.
On Magic 102.1.
Bill Russell, your personal car dealer, now at Momentum BMW.
What's up, Houston? It's your boy, Bassman. If you see me out in the streets the past few weeks, I'm sure you notice my new ride. I'm normally not the type to brag, but ever since I've been pushing the BMW 328i, I feel like a new man. I'm no stranger to luxury vehicles, but as soon as I got behind the wheel of this BMW 328i, I could literally feel the difference. It's like becoming one with the road. You can hit 0 to 60 in no time. The power is crazy. And I was bending corners left and right in full control the whole time. I look at my car as my introduction. And trust me, the BMW 328i is definitely saying more than hello. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. For more info, visit HoustonBMWDealers.com. Special claim based on specs and manufacturer sites. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Hey, tell me this. How do you watch TV these days? If you're like me, you're watching Xfinity, and you're watching it every day. I'm talking about on-demand with the most free choices. Watch anytime, anywhere, streaming online to your PC, tablet, or your smartphone. Isn't that convenient, huh? You could even manage your TV with your mobile device. And let me tell you, here's the deal. Switch to the Xfinity Triple Play and take your TV experience to a whole new level with the X1 platform. The X1 platform gives you a more personalized TV experience that makes it easier to discover, access, and share the entertainment you love. A simple search lets you see what's on live TV, Xfinity On Demand, and your DVR. You can even find new favorites with the recommendations based upon what you've been watching. Wow, you can't beat that. Plus, instantly access the latest sports and get apps like Facebook. Let me tell you, it's Jeff Harrison telling you, Xfinity, reinventing entertainment so you can enjoy it your way. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY today.
My ex-husband hadn't paid child support in over 2 months. I'm financially strapped and he's ignoring me. What can I do?
Call the Cusick Law Firm.
My living girlfriend swears up and down this baby's mind, but I suspect otherwise. What can I do?
Call the Cusick Law Firm.
I want a divorce, but after 20 years, there's property issues.
Call the Cusick Law Firm. Life doesn't always go the way you want it to. Maybe you're in a marriage gone bad, wanting a divorce, and a struggle with your ex over child support, questioning the paternity of a child. Whenever you're faced with any family issues like this, you need legal help. You need the Cusick Law Firm. With over 20 years' experience in family law, lawyers Desiree Cusick and Tresha Seeley will work hard to resolve your issue as quickly and painlessly as possible. You'll find their rates fair, reasonable, and very affordable. Call now for a free consultation. 713-650-1866. Cusick Law Firm, offices downtown at 1010 Lamar. 713-650-1866.
Hey folks, Super Sammy at Exclusive Furniture. At Exclusive Furniture, we have a lot to celebrate. It's true. Right now, we are celebrating our 15th anniversary and the grand opening of our fourth Houston store at Highway 6 in Westheimer. And today, we are doing it in a big way. Whatever you're looking for, from a single piece to a room full to a whole house full of furniture, you will save on it during our 15th anniversary grand opening of our fourth location. Right now, get four full rooms of furniture. That's right. Our living room, a dining room, a bedroom, a free TV, and a free memory foam mattress, and a fourth room, all for just $19.99. That's right, and a fourth room for just $19.99. 15 years and four locations later, we really know how to put in a celebration. So hurry into Exclusive Furniture. Now with four Houston locations, 290 and Jones Road, 59 between Bel Air and Hillcroft, 45 South and Alameda, Genoa, and the fourth location, Highway 6 in Westheimer. 15 years, four locations, only at Exclusive Furniture. Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
CenterPoint Energy Smart Meter can help savvy energy consumers like you manage their electric use and save big. Now's the time to win big. Enter the Biggest Energy Saver Contest, and you could win prizes like smart appliances or cash. Visit BiggestEnergySaver.com today for complete rules and details. Open to existing Texas customers of CenterPoint. No additional purchase necessary. Sweepstakes and contest registration end 7/31/13. Subject to official rules at www.BiggestEnergySaver.com. Void where prohibited. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
As a parent, you make sure your little one eats right, gets enough sleep, quality playtime, and lots of hugs. And now that he or she is ready for school, a quality education. Well, with Gulf Coast Community Services Association, that's as easy as ABC. And it's free. Their Head Start and Early Head Start centers are now accepting applications for the upcoming school year. 19 locations throughout Southeast Houston. To learn more, visit gccsa.org.
Make plans now to come out to Delta Downtown Saturday, July 13th, as we present An Evening with Billy Ocean. He sold over 30 million records and has held the number one spot on the pop charts worldwide. Tickets start at only $20. That's An Evening with Billy Ocean in the Delta Event Center on Saturday, July 13th. For more information, log on to Ticketmaster or DeltaDowns.com. Ain't no party like a Delta Downs party.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
For three powerful days, August 29th through the 31st in Dallas, Texas, Bishop T.D. Jakes is bringing together the biggest names in gospel music for MegaFest 2013.
Tamela Mann, Micah Stanley, Wes Morgan, Bentley Crawford, Ernest Pugh, Joy Hill, Melly Music, B-Rays, Ty Trippett, Kiara Shear, John P. Key, Smokey Norfolk, Vicky Winans, and many more.
The world's biggest Christian festival, August 29th through the 31st. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2. Log on to mega-fest.com.
The Dodge event continues at MacHite Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Come see me, Lee Hensley, new Dodge Chargers, SXT, or new Chrysler 300. Your choice, only $279 a month. $279 a month. MacHiteDCJ.com.
For more information on the topics discussed on today's show, log on to MyHoustonMagic.com/Sunday Morning Live. Here's more on the concerns that concern you. It's Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
And we're back with Val Wilson and yours truly, J. Thomas Smith, with our guests, Dexter Evans, Douglas Parker, and James Pope. And we're talking about identity theft. And just before we went to the break, you were talking about, Dexter, possible things that could be done to secure one's credit information. What was your suggestion or your dream? I say that because, you know, we got to deal with the legislature to get these things changed. But go ahead.
Well, I would be happy for any business, organization, or legislature to contact me in regards to this identity theft. This identity theft is decade of identity theft scam. Basically, what I'm saying, and it may be regulations in regards to this, because we do have some of this in our consumer credit reports, but we need our area restricted, unrestricted, and limited. That way, It would help contain some of these problems, because when
you mean information in the report that's limited, restricted, or
exactly, okay, right. Definitely, because I had a fraud alert on my report when this happened to me. Even in 2001, I had a fraud report on my credit bureau, and this is still happening to me. As I stated, it took me a lot to make to the station today. It cost me to make it.
What I would like to add to that is that although your situation is extreme, the government already has in place a restricted and an unrestricted program through fraud alerts. Many people will get the initial fraud alert, but that's only good for 90 days. If you need an extended fraud alert, you need to complete an ID theft affidavit and get an extended alert that lasts for up to 7 years. And that needs to be done before you are a victim. You're a victim, it's sometimes too late.
Now you're saying that when you say that you have to get an identity theft affidavit to restrict your account for 7 years, Now, what does the affidavit in fact say?
It really actually brought one here to give to the gentleman on the panel. It's giving your personal information, letting them know, not knowing you had already done it, of course, letting them know what your concerns are regarding your credit profile and telling them that I need protection from this for at least 7 years to make sure nothing happens to me.
What? Why would the average Joe Blow, I mean, okay, let's assume that everybody decides they want their it restricted for 7 years. I mean, because I mean, it's the same, everybody has the same concerns, whether you've had your account compromised or not. I have restriction on my own. But yet, as I explained to you off air, even though I have it restricted, they have to call me before they approve any credit. Mm-hmm. I'm on the line with the creditor, and they were able to verify it without. They were able to go past the restriction.
Well, nothing is going to give you 100% protection from ID theft. If you carry a wallet, if you carry a purse, if you have a social in your pocket,
that.
You're not going to be protected.
I understand that point. So my question is, this 7-year deal, why do they distinguish between 90 days versus 7 years? What is the distinction?
Well, as we talked off air, you mentioned yourself that you went in to try to get some credit in a department store. They had to call and verify. Your phone didn't work, so you couldn't get the credit. So some people might not want an extended ID fraud alert on their account because they don't want that additional hassle. They may want just the initial report for 90 days.
Okay.
And once they have a peace of mind that nothing is going on with their account, they want the ease to be able to get and obtain credit the way they normally have.
Okay.
Other people who want to be more conscious and they don't mind having their information verified every time they want credit, mm-hmm. they want the extended alert.
Because credit should be used sparingly anyway.
It should be.
You know,
it shouldn't be.
Ideally, it's not something we just, you know, everything is on credit.
It should be.
You know, we go to the drive-thru, we charge it, you know, we go get the six-pack of beer, We charge it. Six-pack of a cola, we charge it.
Pack
we want
gum.
To, yeah, pack of gum, you know, yeah, shopping.
Well, but the issue with ID theft, if you may be that ideal person who may be using your credit sparingly. It's the person who's gone to the local flea market and picked up your social that may not be using it sparingly.
Let's go to line four and talk with Deborah, identity theft victim. Good morning, Deborah, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say my case was different. I had identity theft. They did not use my credit. However, they used my health insurance. My purse was stolen out of my car at the service station. But I did a police report immediately. Thank God for that. Because
you didn't have a transplant or anything, did you?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
2 years later, I get a call from a bail bonds. Guess what? You have a warrant out for your arrest. I'm 58 years old, never been arrested. I, you know, couldn't believe it. So what happened was the criminals used my Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance card. They made copies of my driver's license, put somebody else's face on it. They went all through the medical center. These were not strip center doctors. Got pain medication. When I got a printout of all the meds that were in my name, I just couldn't believe it. They went to every Walgreens. They started out here where I live, every Walgreens in Houston. They would do it in 90-day intervals. They knew exactly what they were doing because that way Walgreens did not have pictures. You know, they told them that the camera erased the pictures. Long story short, it was the worst experience of my life. I had to hire a bail bondsman, lawyers, because I didn't know you could just walk in court without a lawyer, so I hired a lawyer.
It's not a good idea, usually.
Yeah, so I hired a lawyer, went to court. I mean, I was fingerprinted. I was on a Friday night. It was just horrible. And what hurts me more than anything is somewhere, although it was dismissed, the judge shook his head, and it was dismissed, and they just checked off dismissed. Nobody ever said why it was dismissed. But somewhere, you know, I have an arrest. They say, well, don't worry, it's been dismissed. But it just took so much from me, all my integrity, because I retired. And, you know, it's a lot of things I want to do. And just knowing that I was arrested and these people got away with it, that's what's so hard about it. And it's just ridiculous.
So what would your suggestion or recommendation be to our listeners?
Well, first of all, whatever you do, if you misplace your wallet or your purse, do a police report, because I'm going to tell you that my lawyer told me these people were so slick that had I not done a police report 2 years prior, I probably would have got probation or something. They told me that. And I'm going to tell you something else. Harris County, when they send out them warrants, when you go down there, those people don't care. You know, stand over here, stand over there. They don't care. They do not care about you. I had to, thank God, I had proof that it was not me. Because as far as they're concerned, when you go down there with those people, I hate to say those people, the law of Harris County, they do not care. It's almost, sometimes I
Well, they probably have so many cases that, you know, it was just another case to them at that point. But
but my advice to anybody, whatever you do, even if you think you misplaced your purse for a day or two, be sure to do a police report. Because okay. If you don't know what you're going to face
All
down
right,
the line.
Deborah. Thank you so much. We appreciate your call. Let's segue to line three and talk with Loretta, another identity theft victim. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. Thank you. You have a question or you want to share your plight?
Yes. I'm a victim of this race identity theft. Okay. And I did do, my question is, okay, has recently been a victim of identity theft. Last when this happened, I went and gassed up, and I do not do my card on the outside. I have a problem with that cost of, a problem I don't want to discuss on the radio.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went inside, gave the guy my driver's license and my credit card, which that's all you do. And what the guy did, he looked at my car and said, okay, ma'am, go ahead and gas up. So he gave my driver's license back, but he did not give my car back. So you know what he do when I get to gassing up, then I would come to go back in and get my car. And then, you know, he know how much to charge me on the car. Okay, to make a long story short, so I go back in the store to get my card, and he's like, okay, can I help you? I said, yes, I just got to gas it up, and I come back to get my card. And so, make long story short, I look around like, what card? Like, what are you talking about? My credit card that I gave you. To make long story short, so then he looks around, he said, like, well, It's here somewhere. I said, what do you mean it's here somewhere? You done lost my card? Have you gave my card to someone?
So at least, but you knew, at that point, at least you knew who someone took your card. So you knew where it was. It wasn't as if it disappeared.
No.
So you had
I gave him my card. So after he said he couldn't find the card, immediately I went on to call the police.
Okay.
But you had the point.
But you knew where the problem was. You knew where the problem laid, so it wasn't an issue, at least that. But anyway, you did get this thing resolved and everything. For sake of time, we just wanted to kind of move through this very quickly. So you did get the situation resolved, and you did get the problem cleared up? Okay, thank you.
And I think in her case, what she would need to do is, one, have filed the police report. So calling the police was the right thing to do. And two, immediately close that account. Mm-hmm. That would just need to be done to help protect her from any identity theft beyond that point. As far as the individual with the Social Security number on her medical, if you have old cards, you need to shred those cards. If you have any document with your Social Security number on it, try not to carry that in your purse or in your wallet until you need them for those particular things, and that'll also help you.
I had a situation also. Again, you know, it's, I guess, the longer you live, the more issues you have. But it's been about 18 months ago. I got a call from Bank of America. Asked me, had I been to Canada recently? I said, no, I haven't been to Canada. Said, have you, someone just made a purchase on your card about an hour ago. And this was the second purchase, but it was a small purchase. They're making these smaller purchases, and they said they suspect that they're making small purchases to see if it goes through, and then they're waiting for the. Then they're going to go for the kill. So they just. And when I told them, no, I haven't been to Canada. I've been here. I'm watching television. They killed the card right then and just sent me a new card. Just closed the account. But same thing happened with Chase Bank. Of course, someone had bought about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of MLM, multi-level marketing stuff. I got the card in my hand, and of course, the operator, she was acting like I was up to something, and we had words.
And that's what actually got me interested in the whole ID theft thing and trying to inform people about it and help protect them against it. Because when I opened my firm up back in 2007, I wasn't open 2 months before someone had hacked into my account, stolen my identity somewhere down in South America.
Oh,
so
pretty,
we immediately had to close all the accounts, all the debit cards that I had just opened up.
Well, the good thing about at least
you can also put fraud alert on your credit cards.
Right.
So whereas they will contact
over a certain amount.
Over a certain amount.
I do the same thing on credit card, all my credit accounts. If it's over $2, they send me a notice. No, I'm just
the exact same thing happened to my wife. There was some charges. They made a small purchase over in Germany, and they immediately contacted her and asked her about was she in Germany making. And she said no. They immediately closed the account, and that stopped that portion of it. But
they wanted to know if she bought a ticket to America.
It's important to have just make sure you have not just the fraud alert on your credit cards, but have the fraud alert on your credit profile and call to make sure they're still in place and make sure you extend them because some of those do expire.
Now, all the talking, a lot of folks have had issues with a big thing now has been children's ID being stolen. And, you know, ironically, though, I mean, I would venture to guess that 80% of those are perpetrated by family members, because that's been the experience I've seen. But as of tomorrow, July 1st, there's a newly enacted Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. It's called COOPA. It'll go into effect tomorrow. The law is designed to protect children less than 13 years of age. While the original rule has been in effect since April 21st of 2000, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, issued an amended version on the 19th of December, and it applies or takes effect on tomorrow. And basically, businesses that operate commercial websites and other online services, including mobile operations that collect, use, or disclose children's personal information, are required to comply with the amended law. And it also applies to operators of websites and online services aimed at a general audience and to websites or online services that know they're collecting, using, or disclosing personal information from this age group, either directly or from other online sites or services aimed at children. And basically anything that has to do with their home address, their online contact information, their username, telephone number, social security number, any persistent identifier like their web address or the like, or where they go all the time, their photographs, their videos, all that stuff, even their geolocation. That's a new thing now. You know, if you uplink a photo from your camera or whatever, they know exactly where you are. A lot of people don't understand that.
Right. And the FTC actually allows everyone free access to this information at FTC.gov. However, if you also were to contact my firm, I keep some of this stuff on hand, and I'll be more than happy to send that out to you. I was just on the FTC website this morning, and they have the new brochure already for this new act you were talking about as far as protecting children.
And, of course, we do have a link at myhoustonmagic.com. If you log on to myhoustonmagic.com, we have a link also for the Identity Theft Protection Agency for where I got Dexter's information. I actually got your information from that website.
Yes, and where can we see that story, Dexter?
MyHoustonMagic.com.
Our link is there.
Yeah. In fact, the actual story is at MyHoustonMagic.com. You can watch the video that appeared on Fox 26. It's at MyHoustonMagic.com, posted by J. Thomas Smith. And also the link to help you to protect your Social Security number. That link is also at MyHoustonMagic.com. And you can get the information to better protect yourself while you're in cyberspace or any place else. Cyberspace, Bob's Place, or wherever, you know. Okay. Val.
Gentlemen, what recourse does Dexter, Mr. our guest, have? And I understand his situation is what, an anomaly to the regular course of action that people can take?
I don't think his case is unusual at all. In fact, I've been talking to Dexter. It's unusual in that we hear about it. His case is not, I'm telling you, we got 12 million undocumented individuals in this country, and of those who are working, they're using somebody's Social Security number, okay? Well, so it's not unusual.
I would say I think it's a tad bit unusual in that the litany of organizations and institutions who he's been victimized by, he's from, there's at least 14 people on this list, whereas most people, if they're using it, if we're talking about undocumented, they're kind of just working. He has people open companies in his name, bank accounts. He's got an extreme, I believe, an extreme situation. For the normal person, they won't have to go to those links. He's probably going to have to seek some litigation counsel and try to do what he has to do to go after the appropriate party.
All right, we're going to have to wrap things up here. But quickly, we were expecting another guest, Marcus Sloan, but we will at least like to offer you his information. He's got his Hoops to Score basketball camp taking place through August 15th at the Christian Bible Church Gym. You want, let's see, his phone number, contact information. Hoops to Score. Okay, let's see. Okay. Aval, you have that information?
Well, yeah, before we all leave, just because Dexter, his situation, he's going through this for several years now, an extreme amount of time. What does he do now? What do you all recommend that he do now that can help him? What would be his next step? And I'm sure it will also help other listeners.
Can I state the next step? The step that I need is...
We're trying to get you help, Dexter. I know. Professionals.
I think he knows the next step that we're going to say, which is he needs to seek litigation counsel, preferably a consumer attorney, to see who he has an actual cause of action against. He has several companies here. I wasn't aware whether or not he was able to ascertain exactly who the individual is, but he needs to sit down with a consumer or litigation counsel to figure out who he needs to pursue.
And who will take a pro bono case?
I was going to ask, you have not been able to get legal representation after all these years? Why not?
Well, what happened was, recently, this is when I found out he was doing a house thing with the banks. I found out the bank accounts like 10 years ago. They threw the stuff in about the houses. I just found out about that, like I said, 6 months to a year ago. What's happened is I can't use banks. I can't use credit. So if I can't use the banks and I can't use credit, and as I stated, just in order to get here this morning, I had to get a rental car to come here because my vehicle was stolen to do a smash and grab.
But but don't forget, you still have the option to get a new Social Security number with that. I know. I mean, you've lived a long time, and your good credit has been ruined, and you know, and it may. I mean, and I know. At some point, you're gonna have to, you know, move on, and while you still fight this, you'll move on so that you can get new credit and do the things that you deserve to do from your hard work and everything. So a new Social Security number, I think, would be a good beginning to move forward as you deal with this crazy situation that you're in.
This situation is unbelievable. I've contacted a couple of attorneys, and I'm talking about attorneys have been in business for 30 years.
They say nice things now.
They have not never seen a case like this.
All right. Okay, we want to thank all of our guests, of course.
This morning, yeah.
Dexter Evans, Professor Douglas Park, Attorney James Polk.
And how also, can we reach them, Doc?
Let me thank everybody else. All right, quick. Council Member Wanda Adams of District D. Also, the Honorable Craig Washington, the Washington Law Firm. And, of course, in order to reach our Attorney James Pope, how do we get you?
You can look us up, www.thepopelawfirm.com. Ooh. That's P-O-P-E. Or you can call us at 713-292-2390. Okay. Or email at info@thepopelawfirm.com, and we'll have some free ID theft information we can get to you.
And when you do depositions, do you call it a confession?
No. Okay. In certain circumstances.
Okay. And how do we reach you, Professor?
Douglas Parker. I'm also an attorney. You can reach me at area code 281-208-3954 for all of your estate planning needs. I can also be reached by email at dparker290@aol.com.
All righty.